Hey, it's Brendan dropping in here on something special. I think the most important thing you can do in your life is to train yourself for real personal growth and success. What does that mean anyway? Well, you have to train your mindset and train your discipline so you can follow real habits of success, so that you can break through, so you can win the day more often, so you can crush through all those fears and actually unlock your real potential for abundance and happiness and power and joy. But how? Well, like all learning and all breakthroughs, you have to choose first to learn from the best, to invest in yourself, to do the work, to do the daily work. You have to train with the best, and that's why we created Growth Days Mastery Program. Listen, we're gonna train you to make self-improvement a real way of life, to unlock your positive attitude and attributes at a whole new level, to get you way more productive and influential, to show you the life and career strategies that make you unstoppable and really work. But how do we do that? Well, every single week we bring you a new $50,000 or $100,000 keynote speaker, multimillionaire, or world's foremost expert to switch your brain into high performance mode, to teach you what really works in wellness, in health, in mindset, in productivity. People who really help you unblock and move ahead with really practical strategies for changing your life, your relationships, your health, your career, your mission, your purpose. Every month, we unlock a new course that would have cost you thousands of dollars to buy from other teachers on brain health or positive psychology or confidence. Every year, we give you free tickets to an unbelievable motivational and transformational seminar. Every day, I give you an advanced life coaching audio to keep your mind sharp, energized, focused, motivated, confident, ready to serve and to lead and win and build your greatest future at the levels you dream of. And I promise you, you are capable of. Every day can truly be a growth day for you, but it takes mastery in life. And that's why we have our new program, Mastery Level in Growth Day. You can go to yearofmastery.com and it will direct you to our best program in Growth Day. This is for those who really want the advanced level, who really want a breakthrough, who are tired of, hey, listen, podcasts are great, but training is another level. Go to yearofmastery.com. You deserve to join the world's number one membership for advanced personal growth and success right now. This is a membership of the real people doing the real work, who have a positive mindset, a growth mindset, a willingness to be a role model, to be a leader, to serve, who desperately and deeply and joyfully love personal development, to challenge themselves, to push themselves, to achieve great things in life. Go to yearofmastery.com. Let's go. Yearofmastery.com.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
Hey, my friends, it's Brendan Burchard, and welcome to The Brendan Show. Hey, this is a podcast all about your motivation, about your habits, about reaching high performance in your life, what we call HPX, the high performance experience, where you're more vibrant, you're more connected, you're more excellence-driven, and you're more fulfilled because you're living a life of personal freedom, because you're living a life of service, because you really believe in what we talk about, which is the desire for each of us to reach that highest level
of performance in our life so that we can love and we can lead and that we can serve others. So honored to have you here today. Before we start this episode specifically, I wanted to let you know about something I'm so excited about. You know, we spent the last 4 years in deep research and development in creating our HPX wellness line. It's a nutrition line of three specific supplements that have really helped me in these last couple years optimize my brain, optimize my overall physical well-being for longevity, for joint health, for digestion, and frankly, also give me that energy boost that I need once in a while. So the HPX Wellness line is just three products. So we're not starting some, you know, big supplement company or some MLM or seeking downlines here. I'm not trying to compete with any other supplement companies out there. Just like you, I take a lot of different products from a lot of different companies and I love them all. So this is not a judgment against anybody else. This is just that I couldn't find these specific functional products that I wanted, that I knew was well-sourced, clean, and frankly, uncompromising. And so here's what they are. We've got HPX Optimized, which many of you know is my brain health and mental focus supplement. That is how I maintain that creative edge, that ability to have the mental stamina I need to make through the day, to frankly, just be focused, you know, because I don't know about you, but mental fatigue and energy, it's something I got to deal with, you know, especially trying to serve as many people, do as many things as I do. So HPX Optimized keeps me mentally focused. Then we've got HPX Organic Boost. This is a 100% organic energy drink mix. You just basically tear open a little of these travel packets, you pour it in water, you mix it up, and boom, you're boosted. It is delicious. And as I said, it's 100% organic energy. It comes from beetroot, goji berry, coconut water powder, maca root, ulethro, schisandra, rhodiola, and organic clean energy from organic green tea. Just 60 milligrams, so much less than a cup of coffee. And you will not find a blend like this at these dosage levels anywhere on the marketplace. Plus, it's delicious, so I love that. And then finally, we've got HPX Essentials, which is basically like a functional multivitamin that we really built to support longevity. So it's got astragalus, resveratrol, chaga, to support your joint health. So we've got ginger, boswellia, turmeric, and our vitality blend in there for L-theanine, ginseng, and schisandra. It is an awesome blend as a functional multivitamin. And here's what I invite you to do. Go check these out at hpxwellness.com. That's hpxwellness.com, all together, hpxwellness.com, and check them out. And I really actually invite you to compare and do some price shopping around. You will not see ingredients at this dosage levels in products like these anywhere on the marketplace at all, period, because most supplement companies could never afford to do this. What they do is they'll release like a proprietary blend that might have a few of these things in there, but they won't tell you what dosage, meaning what amount per serving per ingredient is in the actual product. So they kind of sprinkle it in there with just tiny dosage amounts that literally don't do anything. But when you see the dosage levels we put in of these amazing ingredients, you will feel the difference. And so go check it out. I invite you to compare and contrast. Again, I'm not trying to take on the supplement world. You know, there's companies out there that sell hundreds of supplements, different products. For us, it's just three built specifically to optimize your performance, to give you that edge, to give you that high performance experience in a way that was uncompromising with well-sourced, well-researched ingredients and dosages that will make a difference in your life. Go check it out. HPXwellness.com. And with no further ado, let's jump into today's episode. Today, we're gonna talk about productivity, okay? It's so clear to us now that high performance is not about personality. It's not a specific kind of personality. It's not a specific strengths profile. It is not INTJ, extrovert versus this or that, because all of that has been proven in every research study to be quite variable, worldwide and context dependent. So it's not about a specific type of person that gets ahead. It's that a person practicing a specific set of
habits gets ahead. Not about the personality, about the practices. Brendan, oh, he must have been born with that kind of energy. No, I've earned this energy. How many know what I'm talking about? I've earned every ounce and lick of this energy in my life. Because remember, I was the depressed kid. I was the suicidal kid. I constructed the energy in which I wanted in the world. And it wasn't just because I wanted to feel better, though that was huge. It was because this box we're about to talk about, productivity. I wanted to be a weapon at what I did. I wanted to be so good because not out of the like ego part, like I want to be best. It was, I want to be so good because I've attached me being good and being productive to service to the world. And the world needs you to be your best. And if you agree with that, then you'll really apply what we've been teaching here in your psychology and your physiology and moving up to productivity. And you'll return over and over the base of this entire framework. We've been going over and over. I've said, you got to do the things that matter to you. The things that matter. The things that matter. Did I matter? Choose the things that matter to you. That's the big part of productivity. Most people aren't as productive as they want because they're doing things that don't matter to them. So it's hard to stay motivated, consistent, disciplined, because they're just in the wrong lane. They're doing things that that's not what they really care for. And it's not to say that we don't have to do lots of things we don't care for, because we're all going to honor the... Help me out. We're going to honor the... Yeah. But to that struggle, we're going to bring the...
Joy.
These are like defining principles for productivity. In some way, we've been talking about productivity the entire time. I think too many people detach it into this achievement column of tasks and managing tasks without realizing, no, real productivity is a lifestyle that only comes from mastering your mind, your body, and the purpose of what you're doing. Today, if we're going to talk about productivity, let's make sure, again, you are clear with your ambitions. Like, if we're going to be productive, what are we being productive toward? Is the ultimate question. If we're going to be productive, productive toward what? Productive toward creating more sales? Productive towards content? Productive towards being better in your home? Productive towards making more meetings more efficient? Productive towards, like, what are you trying to be more productive towards? If we don't know what your ambitions or your dreams are, those bigger desires, then why are we being productive? Towards what? Just so we can get more stuff done? Like, you're not going to get to the end of your life and, like, brag about your to-do list. You're just not. You're going to talk about the bigger stuff, that purpose, that mission, that dream. And today, what I'm going to do, so that I'm speaking generically to everybody and it works best in multiple languages, I'm going to talk about this. This is your dream. Productivity detached from a dream is just busy work. Productivity unattached from a dream quickly becomes dreadful activity. So I say, if we're moving towards something and we're going to move swiftly and decisively and courageously and strongly and with true discipline and heart, then we better know what we're moving towards, right? It is like the ultimate battlefield rule in the military, right? You don't ever tell people to just do stuff for no reason, right? Because you're dealing with weapons, like human weapons. Like, they're like, what? But once they understand the goal, the dream, the objective, now they can rally around that thing and move swiftly. And they'll move swiftly once they know what that thing is. But just, you know, stand around and ask a bunch of soldiers to do something for no reason, trust me, as much as their weapons, they'll be just as lazy as everybody else. Anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
It's just, that's how it is. I mean, that's why some people who enter the military and when they hit that lieutenant level or they start moving up or maybe they get a captain level or maybe they get that first star, man, they get it. And the ones who don't keep rising, it's because they never realize the absolute importance of when you're dealing with weapons, intentness and objective are so important. lacking intentness to swiftly move. It's like, I love working with people who are also like dancers. I love it because they're so intent on every little step. It's just like, wow. Or military members as they're preparing to invade something, right? I've been blessed to be on the ground in one of those warehouses where there's like a makeshift replica of what they're going to try to accomplish, right? So they've literally built up like a little shanty town out of drywall and things, and they're practicing in their maneuvers, and it's so precise because you know what? One step this way, you're shot. Many of you guys know my dad was in the Marines for 21 years, did 3 tours in Vietnam, got all shot up, got all disabled, fought through it, struggled through it, came back home. I met my mom on the steps of an apartment building. They fell in love. He moved us. I'd been born and moved us back to Montana where he grew up. And I grew up in Montana. And my dad, having been through the military and all of those experiences, it was tough for him. You know, they didn't, back then, especially a lot of our Vietnam vets, man, they didn't get a lot of care. I mean, PTSD, like what? It was just like, well, what's wrong with you? Why can't you adjust? And they didn't get a lot of care, and it was hard for my dad, but he still loved us with everything he had and made me deeply honor and appreciate the military because I grew up on military bases, right? All my racquetball was on a military base. All my health care until I was a 20-year-old kid, military base. So I was blessed to grow up around that and see that high level of excellence when it is not expected. You're dead if you don't do it. And that ingrained in me something that I think was really important from my childhood was seeing people who were so pro at what they did. Like just being around that was really impactful. I know we got a lot of military families in the room too. You were maybe a son or daughter. Maybe you didn't serve, but you were a son or daughter and you experienced that. And it was something that was like, whoa. And it can be intimidating. And I want to intimidate you with productivity right now. Yeah. I want it to be okay. I want you to weaponize your hours. I think so many people experience wasted lives because they wasted hours. It wasn't like they were just in a wrong relationship for too many years. It was that they wasted those hours. And I want you to weaponize. I want you to find for yourself that drive and the desire to kick butt. If you're working from 8 to 9, work from 8 to 9. You know what I'm saying? Get at it. I mean, really intent and focus. And at 9, boom, if you work that whole hour and you crushed it, stand up and celebrate. I literally physicalize my productivity. Write it down. Physicalize your productivity. Like if I do something and it's done, I physicalize that. Like if I finish, like it can be simple. And you might think, what are you talking about, Brandon? If I do email for 50 minutes, and in that 50 minutes, I was just weaponized. I was just, because I was intent. I'm gonna crush this. I'm gonna do a great job of this. Intent. At the end of 50 minutes, bam, I stand up and I go get my water. Because you know what? We don't celebrate. Many of you are weaponized, meaning you're so productive, you're so talented, and you've never once celebrated your whole damn life. You keep working so hard, and you've never given yourself that physical sort of notification that, hey, good job, man. Great job. Because you know when you do that, you feel better about being productive next time. You know when you don't want to be more productive is when last time you were productive and there was no payoff. You were productive too many times, no payoff. Uh-oh. Now the creep starts coming in, right? That creep of, oh, well, I don't need to do this. Oh, it's not that important. It's just because you didn't celebrate last time. See, I distinctly attach productivity not to just intentness and not just the outcome. I attach productivity to celebration. How many think of productivity that way? Right? You read all these blogs on time management. How often are they talking about real celebration? Right? It's not. It's hacks. And I go, the ultimate mindset shift for you is to make productivity a joyous, celebrated endeavor. Make it a challenger for yourself to be so intent and so present and so here. Everyone say, I'm here.
I'm here.
Just vroom. Get there in that activity you're doing. Full focus. Just give everything you got of yourself to that thing right there. And then when you've done that, even just for 15 minutes, celebrate it, physicalize it. Stand up, stomp the floor, stand up, smack the desk, whatever you gotta do. Just be like, good job, Brendan. And speak to yourself in the third person like that. Good job, Sally. Good job, Sue. Good job, Tom. Good job, Mel. You kicked some butt there. Acknowledge yourself when you kick some butt.
Hey, it's Brendan. I'm bopping in here real fast for you to urge you to go to hpxwellness.com and check out our products to help you get more of that mental focus and energy you need to stay at your best, to deliver with excellence, to feel like vibrant again. Because I know we all struggle with mental fatigue and mental focus. We all sometimes get tired and sometimes we're worried about our overall health. And so I created three specific products to help you with that. Go to hpxwellness.com, check out our nutrition line, and let's get you to high performance, baby. hpxwellness.com.
Dread. You know why most people aren't productive? They dread the word, they dread the concept, they dread thinking of themselves that way, they dread the workflow, they dread it. And that's not where they're more productive. And the only reason that they dread it is because they got detached from the outcome. They got detached from the dream. And they got too focused on the little things along the way. Well, she didn't say yes, so I hate this, I quit. Or that didn't work. You know, I put that video up and only 5 people watched it, and 3 of them were me on 3 different browsers. So like, you done that too? Okay, just a second. So you quit. You're looking at the myopic things. Don't lose the big picture. The way that you lose your motivation and productivity is to only look at the small milestones and have those detached from the bigger thing. My mindset with productivity, if you're taking notes and you're listening, it comes down to first a connection with this dream. That's number one, right? Then, as I have that intention to work towards that, I also, as I'm beginning, I have a high level of intentness. Old school personal development people remember when that was a real conversation in the 40s and 50s. Now people don't say intentness anymore. They might say mindfulness, and I think that's great. But intentness, there's a more power to that to me. That's why the old school masters always talked about intentness. Moving with intentness, speaking with intentness, doing the work with intentness. I was like, oh, that's a good one. Being so intent. And for me, intentness, if you need another word to think about it, is intentness is also immersion, right? It's giving my full mind, focus, and power to this thing. Now, a lot of people immediately have objections to that. Well, Brendan, you don't understand. Where are they when they say that? Back over here. They're in the cage life. You don't understand, Brendan. I can't be intent. I have 3 children in the house. You don't understand. I can't do a focused activity because I've got 10 team members. I got too many obligations. We all make so many readily excuses for ourselves. And so now, instead of intentness, we're multitasking. How many of you read a book called Deep Work? Okay, write it down. Deep Work. The knowledge of it is 50 years old, but the storytelling, the science in it, great work. Cal's an awesome dude. So Deep Work, read it. It's just about the science of achievement and how it really comes down to you focusing on one single big block of something important at a time. That's all. That's where I started teaching in 2001 the concept of block time. Block time means it is an hour or 2 or 3 where nothing happens in that block of time but the major activities that must happen that day. No other multitasking. No phone calls, no emails, minimization of that work time. And it's really hard to say this too, because when you have especially new moms, they think that's impossible. And that's why I tell you, if you're a new mom really struggling, because we got, how many moms in here are also building your business? Would you stand up? Moms building a business. Give these ladies a round of applause. That's hard. That's hard. Yeah. Thank you. Nothing but respect. And dad's building your business too, nothing but respect. I think there's a different level of sometimes expectation, maybe not by always society, but by particularly moms at home doing business, and there's a lot of guilt to that, and at least in our culture here in North America, not everywhere else. But I think where the challenge is that we see over and over and over is that that ready excuse can come to you, moms, where you say, well, I can't do it because of the kids. And so it's important for you is to talk with other moms who are also building their businesses and ask them, how are you doing it? What are your self-care practices? How did you set boundaries with the kids that they know they can't come in from 1 o'clock to 3 o'clock? How do we set that conversation? How do we have that so that you as a mom can have protected work times? If you have to have that with your husband or with the kids, that has to be a conversation where they understand your boundaries. And yes, they will break it a bajillion times at first. But that's our challenge is first, stay attached to the dream. Stay connected. Remind yourself of those ambitions every single day. Second, when you work an hour, be weaponized. If you don't like that language, I'm saying be absolutely intent. Third, be very clear about that outcome. How many of you ever started a process and you did a bunch of things and then you forgot what it is that you were actually trying to do? Right? That's only because at the beginning you didn't take a moment and a beat to be intentional. Like what, like literally, I'm such a high level of, it's easy for me to ADD, very easy. Especially in my industry to be ADD, it's very, very, very easy. Right? As an investor, so easy to be ADD. As an influencer, so easy. I mean, just every role that I play, it's very easy to be completely wiped out, distracted. I can't tell you how many times at my house, I literally push away from my desk and I close my eyes and I go, what's the outcome I need to weaponize and work on now? What is it? Because I'm feeling like I'm doing a lot of things, but why am I sitting at this desk right now? Brendan, what is it you have to do right now? Why are you at this desk? What's the outcome, kid? What's the outcome? And talking to myself like, I mean, all the time. I would say any given work day, I do that maybe twice. Because it's easy to start doing something, especially when you're good. Because, right, you get an email and someone says, can you do this? And you think, oh, it'll only take 15 minutes. So you start doing that 15-minute thing, but they did this great research study. They found that when executives, and if you own your own business, you are an executive, that when they found executives are interrupted during the workday, they typically go to 2 to 4 other activities or work efforts before returning to the original one they were working on before the interruption. 2 to 4. Average, what they call delay time in that sense, 57 minutes, average. When you get interrupted, you tend to come back and just kind of get, you start, you, maybe you check, you got interrupted, so what do you do? Oh, I was working on this thing, but I got interrupted. Oh, let me check my email real quick. I got interrupted. Oh, let me check my voice message, my DMs. Let me check this real quick. And all of a sudden, you're off. You're off. We got to get you back. We got to get you back. So that's what I do. If I get interrupted, I push away from my desk and I think, okay, Brendan, what's the outcome? I need to weaponize towards what right now? Think, kid. Ugh, and it's hard for me. I don't pretend that it's so hard for me. I'm like, what was I working on? You know, Eamon will tell you, I broke my brain several times in my life. And I don't have the greatest powerful memory in the world, right? I have to work really hard. Like, up here, I have nothing more than you guys have. That's why I'm saying, I don't want you to think it's like productive people have it easy. No, they're taking moments of time to pull away and reconnect with the outcome or the dream and how they're feeling, their intentness in that effort. That's all they're doing. We think it's a magical app. It's not an app. There's no app for this, okay? You gotta push away and go, okay, outcome, man. Yeah, right, okay. Let's go.
All right, hey, it's Brendan. I hope you enjoyed that episode and I hope it helped you reach another level of high performance in your life, whether it's just a shift in your mindset or a shift in your habits or a shift in your intention for the day. I really honor you for listening to The Brendan Show and I'm deeply thankful. So could you do me a favor? Could you just go onto iTunes or Apple Podcasts and rate and review this episode or any of our episodes? And also while you're there, to help me, just download the last 5 episodes too onto your phone. Because, you know, Apple really cares about the downloads and the rating and the reviews, and I've never really asked for that in 6 years of podcasting, and finally my friends convinced me to ask you to do that for me. I've never asked anything of my podcast community ever, but I really, really appreciate if you could do that. Also, if you would like some more in-depth training, please don't forget that every single month I go live for 2 hours and teach new and original personal development research, new frameworks, to my entire virtual community in our HPX coaching program. And you can just go to hpxcoaching.com. That's hpxcoaching.com to learn all about the different options there. But listen, I'm live 2 hours every single month with literally thousands of high achievers from around the world who tune in to get these new frameworks for reaching high performance in their life. Sometimes we talk about relationships. Sometimes we talk about breaking bad habits. Sometimes we talk about achieving another level of confidence or discipline or goal attainment. But we are there every single month, and I'd love for you to join us. Just go to hpxcoaching.com to see all of your options and really join us. Dedicate yourself to personal mastery. Dedicate yourself to this journey, not just once in a while with an episode here or there or a book there, but literally a program that could change your life. It's called HPX Coaching, and you can go to hpxcoaching.com. Until next time, my friends, please remember every single day you can choose to be average or ordinary or just kind of go through the motions, or you can be more intentional, more disciplined, more excellence-driven in what you do because you know you need to serve those you love and those that you lead. You can choose to be extraordinary. So my friends, go out there today and be extraordinary. Hey, I wanted to hop in here and share with you my love for community.com. Every major celebrity uses this. US presidents use this. The biggest companies in the world use this. They give you a 10-digit phone number, but it's kind of like having an inbox for your texting. You can segment it to people and they can reply back. And it's just really cool because you can also send video and you can send audio. And it's so beautiful of a design that it's really easy to figure out. You know, I don't like all those other systems that send out like some weird little code that you just know is like a promotion. The reason they called it community.com is because they really believe you have to have a text community in the modern era. Texting adds a whole other level. People open up their texts way more. It's way more, you know, effective as a promotional vehicle. And it's something that I deeply, deeply believe in. In fact, I invested in them and I've advised the senior team. I'm telling you what, my audience loves it. It's increased the engagement across everything I do. And you can get a free demo when you go to community.com. Just like it sounds, community.com. Check it out. Hey gang, it's Brendan. I'm gonna change gears real quick and talk about another show here on the Growth Day Podcast Network, Lori Harder. Her show is called Earn Your Happy. This is a monster podcast if you've never heard of it before. Earn Your Happy is all about Lori talking with people and sharing her own journey of being an entrepreneur and trying to find happiness in life. And I love her phrase, earn your happy. You know, if you've ever heard me tell my car accident story, I felt like at that moment, I got life's golden ticket, that second chance. But I also felt like this feeling that I had to earn it, to earn that second chance. So when I got to know Lori and she told me her show was called Earn Your Happy, I was like, oh, it's one of my favorite words in the English language, earn. To earn the gifts we've been given, to earn the life that we want, to work for it, to strive for it. I just love it. And Lori is like, listening to her episodes, I told her the other day, I was like, it's kind of like listening to a best friend talk about, you know, their ambitions and what they're trying to do. And she's such a great interviewer as well, by the way, that I think you're going to get new perspectives about life. You'll laugh a lot, you'll be motivated, and you'll learn from somebody who's out there actually doing the work, building a great business and life and family. Go subscribe to Lori Harder's podcast. It's called Earn Your Happy. You can subscribe anywhere you're listening, including right now on this platform. So please go subscribe to Lori Harder's Earn Your Happy podcast. Hey, are you on my text list? Did you know if you're in the US, you can text me at 1-503-212-6125. I actually have that text number on my Instagram account bio as well, if you want to go check it out. It's just 503-212-6125. Literally just text me and say, hey, Brendan, or text me and say anything you want to say. If you want me to see it, just text me there. It's 503-212-6125. And it's my exclusive text list. And if you're not on it, it's where I share some of my most popular episodes. Or if I drop a new YouTube, I send it your way. Or if I have some kind of free thing going on the internet, I give that exclusive link out to that group. So just go there and text me, 503-212-6125. It's kind of cool. It's back and forth. This is my community text number. So tons of my community share, you know, insights about what they're learning from me or just want to chat back and forth. And I'm in there. My team's in there. We really just try to engage you on a different platform. It's super fun. And again, anytime I have something special going out, this is the first group to know about it. So just go text me at 503-212-6125.